Well, joining us for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Morning, Darren.
How are you?
Still recovering from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes, indeed. Yes, there's been a few sore heads around the office after Radio Yorkshire's Christmas party, and thank you very much for that. Everybody seemed to have a fine time.
The important thing is, I think so at the time, Radio Yorkshire and then TV Yorkshire and now, Sport. The standing start just under 3 years ago, because originally the Arabs agreed in 2012 to sell Yorkshire Radio, the whole media thing, or 76% of it, and we would fund it in future. And they would have the free ride. And if that had taken place, we'd be much bigger today. But as usual, agreed with David Hague on the 28th of December when he assured me that he was authorised as a director to complete deal. Nothing happened. I flew to Bahrain in March. Met Hisham and Salad Running. And after 5 hours of discussion, mostly in Arabic, which I did not participate in, I looked out the window at the view. Yes, great, want to do it, great, let's go, blah, 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 blah. Still nothing happened. And they came back, wanted to change the deal to us, to which we agreed. And we were due to complete on the 30th or the 31st of July, 2013. Hisham woke up 5 hours ahead of us, or 4 hours ahead of us. Out of bed, said to David, I've changed my mind. We're not going to sell it, we're going to shut it. And they sacked everybody at 4 o'clock and shut the station at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, everybody had been told the jobs were safe, we're going to go to bigger and better things. So, I think we responded in a way, and we didn't have a telephone, we didn't have an office. But everybody pitched in, and today, looking at quarters, listening figures, viewing figures, Twitter figures, every other figure, measure of achievement, measure of success, measure of listening, been tremendous. And it's a great achievement due to all you guys, and it's a great deal of congratulations. And Tuesday was a way of celebrating that as well as having a Christmas party. So that it was really great, and congratulations to everybody, with just one caveat. I don't think you should put Christmas carols on the event list for Yorkshire Radio or TV Yorkshire. Sorry, but got to get Radio Yorkshire. I'm sorry, but hang on it. And TV Yorkshire. Because as I said to you earlier before you came on air, the singing of the massed male choir at the Foundry restaurant was sung with great gusto but with very little quality. So I think we'll have candy carols, if I may suggest, for the rest of the festive season.
Thank you very much, KB. Yes, the carol singing was quite fun, I must admit. Enjoyed that. Let's move on to more serious topics. After we talked last week, KB, the news broke of Massimo Cellino's ban that's been imposed by the FA for 18 months. They fined the Italian £250,000. This is breaking the football agent rules over the sale of Ross McCormack to Fulham in 2014. Leeds have also been fined £250,000. So, Fuller, get your reaction to the latest news.
This morning, it's reported that the agent concerned has also been fined £75,000,
yeah,
and banned for 18 months, some of which is suspended. We don't know nobody's told us yet what went wrong, what is allegedly to have happened. So it was an infraction of the rules, so we'll have to wait and find out. But on the other hand, both the club and Massimo said they're going to appeal. And if they do appeal, which I'm sure they will, because Massimo has form there, he does it very successfully in Italy in the past, Now, the real circumstances, the problem is, at the end of the day, Massimo is Italian, and they have different cultures in Europe as they do to the UK. And it may be he may have committed some infractions all without realising it. But that is the danger or the problem, the peril, of dealing with overseas players and overseas clubs and overseas agents. But we'll wait and see. On the other hand, if he lets the club get on, it's a problem. We don't quite know who will take over. If he is absent, what he doesn't want to do is bring somebody in. There's nothing about Leeds. Doesn't know too much about football because he had a few chances around him since he took over, and keep the club ticking over. Meanwhile, leaving Monk to get on with his job and put things right on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time over the next few weeks and months for Leeds United with the prospective takeover, maybe, and now this hanging over them as well. But on the pitch, KB, Leeds looking pretty good, bouncing back after that defeat against Brighton and beating Reading 2-0. On the pitch, Leeds seem to be doing the business.
Well, if we, again, quite a repetition, as we were saying in August, whenever we were shouting Monk out, because we're in the bottom three, and I was urging patience and saying, give the man time. And Serena has given him time, and the patience has been rewarded because they're now up in the top six. We were fourth, and having lost to Brighton, who are top of the league, so there's no great disgrace there, bouncing back to beat Reading, we're still fifth, we're still in the playoffs. And it's looking good for the festive period. And, of course, in January, we've got the FA Cup against Cambridge away. Not to be taken for granted. The FA Cup is notorious for giant killing acts, and we should make sure that these aren't one of them. But, no, things are looking good. The gates are good. And pity Billy's Bar isn't open for food anymore. And nice watering hole, which no longer exists. But on the playing side, it's looking good. Let's be very pleased about that. Let's all be pleased about Woody keep banging them in. And Charlie Taylor keep keeping them out. So I think we can look forward to a cheerful festive season and hope we're rewarded with them. So good luck for everybody. And everybody at Elland Road, get behind the team, get behind the club, get behind the chairman, and then you can really justifiably sing marching on together.
Moving on, KB, and well, Brexit is just a story that just keeps on going, and it will for a while, you'd imagine. It's just some information that came out this week that apparently 40% of US firms with British offices are now considering relocating to the EU. They're considering moving elsewhere because of Brexit, apparently.
Let's just hold you there.
Okay. Is this just scaremongering, is it?
Well, listen, Brexit, of course, gives an opportunity for everybody, world and his wife, to pontificate, including people coming back from the dead, including Mr. Blair, John Major, Osborne, and these things jumping in the newspapers is easy copy filled up. Save the newspaper doing proper stories. But let's see, who said this? Now, it says a survey by international law firm Gowley WG. Well, first of all, never heard of them. Where are they based? And these are rhetorical questions. Bernadine Atkins, which suggests she's a lady, not that that's necessarily a bad thing. The company head of EU trade and competition said, blah, 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 blah. She's rabbiting on. And what they're saying, apparently, they claim to have spoken to 500 or 400 people. And that's about it. But is there any strength in it? I doubt it. And let's look at all the other surveys, the people that are making all these speeches and pronouncements, they've all got it bloody wrong, haven't they? Unemployment is still down. There's Mr. Osborne forecast 500,000 increase. American firms are investing in the UK. We've got Wells Fargo spending $1 billion to come in. And one of the, I can never remember their names now, Google, Amazon, one of that lot, they also coming here and opening up in a big way. So we never seem to, of course, good news never makes headlines, does it? Only bad news. But so, frankly, I'd take it with a pinch of salt. And I'll give an example of how the Bream owners can twist things. The Prime Minister, Theresa May, said, they're asking about what's the situation of UK people living in Europe. European people living in the UK. And she said she thought, for sure, satisfactory arrangements could be made for those people who have moved to the UK, provided reciprocal arrangements were made for UK individuals living in Europe. Now, I thought that was a perfectly reasonable commentary. What on the screen, she was threatening and this and that. A load of rubbish. Called quid pro quo. And the whole of the EC is supposed to be a quid pro quo. Unfortunately, it seemed to be our quid and their pro. Now, I think we're doing quietly and nicely. We're going to have English fish coming into English ports. We're going to have English milk on English breakfast tables. We're going to have increasing technology funded and based in universities. Is it interesting? So many people, they might not want to invest in the UK, but they want to buy UK companies. Already had that huge 7 billion person, now there's somebody who wants to buy another one. So British brains, as I said earlier in the month, British brains are among the best in the world. We invented so many things which are now taken for granted around the world. And we will continue to do so. And the growth and explosion of women coming to what used to be a male world, it's tremendous because they've got as much brain as men. And the fact that our immigrants are not all dole seekers and scroungers. They're going to school, they're going to universities, they're working their way through, and they're getting jobs at the highest level. I was talking to my grandson last night, who works for Goldman Sachs, and he was saying you could see the rise of the coloured population coming through the ranks. Nobody talks about it because it's not good news. It's not news. Not bad news, so it's no news. But the thing is happening. And the exception of the extreme Muslims, who's in here, people are integrating. I think that we're making good progress behind the scenes. I'll remind listeners once again that everybody's saying the Theresa May government making little progress. But the fact of the matter is the previous government, Cameron's government, were guilty, and so were the civil servants of Whitehall with their superior sneers and appearances. Didn't think that referenda would come out and say leave. They're so confident and arrogant in their ivory towers, totally out of touch with the ordinary, not working class, ordinary workers of the UK in the real world. They assumed they'd do as their masters told them, and they didn't. So they didn't make any plans. There were no plan A. Blimey, any decent businessman knows you have a plan A and a plan B. The big question is always, what if? Hey, what if this goes wrong? What if that doesn't come off? How do we turn to plan? Cameron's government didn't have one. Didn't even think of it. As I say, nor did the insular civil servants. And it took, a month for Theresa May to get in power? So only then did the civil service start thinking. And then we had the Christmas, we had the summer holidays. And then we had everybody threatening brimstone and fire from the top of the EU, some of whom, of course, are now moderating their language a bit. I laughed out loud when I saw the Prime Minister of Malta threatening it's a hard time. I thought, who? Oh, yes, that's that little island just south of Sicily, isn't it? I'm not quite sure he's got much say in the matter. And I'm damn sure that we, the Brits, aren't going to allow him to be our tail that wags the British dog. Let's just keep calm and keep working along. Developments are going round. I was up in Leeds for the party, obviously, and had a look at the event. I can't believe the amount of construction going on. When I first came to Leeds in 2005, and we were staying at the Keys, and there was this huge billboard up telling us about the new building that's going to be erected. I forget what it's called, and now the name One Something Place. And of course, it was just like a bomb site car park. But driving past there on Monday, there's that huge, is it KPMG? Huge building up there. And then there's another building in construction, so that is now going now. Then when you do the loop around the one-way system, every old boarded off site, and they've got cranes on it. To me, it looks as if Leeds is booming very well. I'm delighted for Leeds and delighted for Yorkshire. But that doesn't give me indication there's gloom and doom about. When the gloom and doom about is all the people who got it wrong. So to hell with them. As it says in Florence, carved on that beautiful building, 2,000 years old, it's easier to talk than to do. And the other saying, if you can't do it, talk, pontificate about it. So let's ignore them. I mean, what people might not realise is Park and Ride. There's Park and Ride at Allen Road in Leeds. Been put in there because so much construction taking place in Leeds City Centre that you're losing car parking spaces. And the multi-storey car park adjoining Bibby's, that was put on in 2005. They put three more layers, stories on, in anticipation of the work being done on the bomb site, which never took place. So for half the time, that multi-storey car park's been empty, or half empty. But now, they've got it. I think it's great. Let's not worry about the doomsters. They'll all go and live in Spain and enjoy the Spanish unemployment of 48%. Britain's economy is doing well. Employment is going down. All right, we're making some terrible mistakes. All civil servants and governments do. They don't employ enough businessmen. But we're slowly getting there. And if we stopped spending all this ridiculous money on foreign aid, our £260 million to build an airport in Salina that nobody can use, incidentally, whose idea was that? Who approved it? Who's responsible for that complete waste of bloody money? Will the gentleman step forward and hold his hand up? Will he help? But the fire's already buried somewhere in the vaults of Whitehall. £260 million could have gone towards home care. Well, so could the money that's going to various other corrupt countries. Oh, and China. What's China, Pakistan, India, and wait for it, Iran, got in common? Well, all nuclear powers, and we give them overseas aid. That money could be going to help our senior citizens instead of you having to pay twice for your council tax. Let's get a grip for it. Let's sort of Maggie May, or Theresa May. I like the phrase Maggie May, actually. Nice song, that. They've sorted out that stupid law that Cameron and his cohorts passed, 0.7% of our GDP, into law. They've been running around, chucking about the last minute just to hit the target. Let's repeal it, a one-line bill on the last week before Parliament retired for their 3-4 week holiday, while we, of course, get on with our 4 days. Let's get the thing sorted out, make sure our money isn't wasted. Let's help the younger, the smaller, the start-up companies. They'll all create jobs, the right kind of jobs, to make Britain great again. On that happy note, let's wish everybody happy Christmas.
Thank you for the time this week, and we'll catch up with you at the same time next week.
Lovely bubbly. Cheerio.